Welcome to Listen to M. I hope everybody's doing great on this marvelous day. Whatever day you're listening on, it's going to be marvelous no matter what. But, you know, I just want to say, I'd rather be hated for who I am than loved for who I am not. And I think that could not be any more realer. You know, a lot of times we're so afraid to speak our truth or so afraid of what other people think. And it's like, you know, we end up being people who we're not or just falling to this facade of like somebody who we're not, you know. And it's like, first of all, it's somebody you're not. It's so hard to like maintain an image of like how you really not feel, how you don't really feel, like something that you don't really stand for. Like, it's just bullshit. It's way more simpler and stress-free to be who you really are, talk about things that, you know, really like mean something to you. Like, I don't know, I got to a point in my life where it's like either I talk about things that I like or I just don't speak at all. Either I entertain things I'm really into or I just don't at all. And it's like, back in the day, I used to get in so much shit for surrounding myself and being in places with people that I really had no business being with, you know, just because I was bored or just because that was like the cool thing to do. And it's like now, you know, I'm a little bit older, gone through some things, a little bit more wiser. And it's like, I'd rather just sit here at home, be bored, watching my YouTube videos than being into some shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, because I got locked up before on some bullshit, like just being with the wrong people at the wrong time, like doing things that didn't serve me. So it's like, be yourself, like don't get caught up in the hype. It's just easier and simpler that way. And I know sometimes it's like, oh, you know, like we want to be cool, you know, we want to be with the it crowd per se, but like once you realize that the majority of the people in the world, like they're really lost souls and individuals who just flock together, and like you're one of the 1% of the people who like ain't really into that, like it's okay to not be the majority. Like the majority is not correct. It's just easier. It's easier to like, I'm not gonna say it's easier to be into that facade, but it is. I mean, just because if you don't want to have no judgment on you, like what it comes down to it is like you really have to not give a fuck about what other people think and like, you know, live off that, move off that. Like, ask yourself, why are you doing what you're doing? You know, does this really benefit you? Does this really serve you? And if it doesn't, then you already know the answer. Like, separate yourself. In order for you to elevate, you really have to separate yourself from the things that don't serve you, that have no purpose. And it's like, why, you know, why prolong the inevitable? Like, why be around people that, you know, at the end of the day, don't got your best interests at heart? You're 9 out of 10 times, if you keep doing what you're doing, you're going to end up in some fuck shit. Like, just separate yourself. Like, ask yourself those things. Like, does it serve you? Does it not? Like, what's the purpose? Like, why are you around here? Like, what are you really doing? And I'm telling you, the more you ask yourself these questions, then you'll be closer to being like who you really are. And honestly, what it really comes down to is like, nobody wants to grow up and be fucking 80 years old and live their life like, and regret that they weren't true to themselves, regret that they didn't do the things they wanted to do because of so-and-so or what this person thought or what they thought was cool or this, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's like a common theme. If you ever spoke to an older person or this and that, like you realize like most of the time they just regret not doing the things that they wanted to do because of other people. And I mean, the fact that like so many old people feel this way, that they feel like they didn't get to do the things they wanted to do because of society or stigma or their family or significant other, like that really sucks. Like, you lived your whole life and you didn't live it the way you want to, and you're not gonna get another one. Like, my nigga, you could have been a tree, you could have been a bee, you could have been a fucking dirt, you could have been a refrigerator, but you were a human being and like you didn't make the most of it.
because of what somebody else thinks. Like, the worst you can do is be yourself and not be liked by somebody. Because, you know, for every person that doesn't like you, there's somebody else that does. You know, there's somebody else that feels the exact same way. And but you'll never know that if you're still surrounding yourself with, like, Tom, Dick, and Felicia, who ain't really nothing to you. You know what I'm saying? Like, they don't really understand you, or, like, you get what I'm saying? It's just, like, be yourself. Do the things you want. Do things you love. Do the things that bring you actual happiness. Don't be doing things for the next person, because you know what happens? You're doing it for the next person. They're living their best life, and you're there, like, fucking miserable. And that sucks. Like, who wants to be miserable? Even through all the shit that I go through, even when I'm, like, broke as fuck, even when I'm, like, down on my ass, like, nigga, I still got me, because I know who I am, and, like, I do the things that I love, and, like, you know, you just... What's the point of, like, being... going through all this shit in life and through all this adversity and going through all this bullshit and still not doing the things that bring you happiness? Me, I don't want this grand life. You got, I mean, of course, you know, I want to be successful. I want to have a fat bank account. I want to be able to do things that I want to do when I want to do it. But at the same time, like, I don't want to be working for somebody else for the rest of my life till I'm fucking 50 years old to live my life for 10. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to do that. I don't want to go about my life that way. I want to do the things that I want to do while I can do it, make it happen for myself in whatever which way, whether it be traveling, whether it be concerts, whether it be shows, whatever the case may be. Like, I want to do that now. I'm not going to wait till I make it or wait till whatever. I'm going to do those things now, not because society says that I have to work till I'm 65 or 67 to get an SSI check. Like, that shit is crazy, my nigga. That shit is crazy. I don't understand how people, like, I mean, I guess I understand how people don't think about it, because, you know, you get so caught up in life. But me, at this point in time, I'm 27 years old with 2 kids, and I'm like, hell no, they got me fucked up. They think I'm gonna wait till I'm 67 to live life how I want to live it and do things that I want to? What? Hell no. My hip might not be the same way. I gotta go to the club and twerk today. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just, it's like the little things. Like, just be yourself. Be yourself. I don't know how many times can I reiterate that. Be yourself. Do the things you want to do. Be the fucking weirdo. Be the 1%. Who cares? Like, who really cares? Because you know what? At the end of the day, people cannot like you, but you still did what you wanted to do, and you enjoyed it, and they looked at you like, me, like, I don't know. I'm the type of person, right? I go to the club. Feel me? I try to look cute like everybody else. I don't like to wear heels. But you know what? When I go to the club, it doesn't matter if there's 10 people, 25, 100. I still shake my ass. I still dance by my fucking self. And I be turned. People be looking at me like I'm crazy. Bitches that be looking at me like up and down sizing me. And this is my take on that. You're looking at me having a good time. Like, you're watching me enjoy myself. Instead of you enjoying yourself, you're watching me enjoy myself, which... at the end of the day, I'm still enjoying it. So I'm not mad. I don't care that you're looking at me, baby. Look at me all day. You know what I'm saying? But it's just like, that's like, I feel like everybody needs to have that. Like, who cares? You know, sometimes, like, I honestly, like, I'll be having conversations with my friends, or I'll hear one of my friends like, man, that nigga ain't no rapper. What you mean that nigga ain't no rapper, bitch? He raps, right? He even got a little... got a little whatever, you know? Like, don't be out here knocking people that are doing what they really want to do, and because they're wild with the shit, like, nigga, I'm a rapper, I does this, making their money, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, that shit, I like laugh at that. Like, this is crazy. Like, when people try to knock other people down or try to throw shade because they do what the hell they want to do, and by all means, they're doing it well, because you know who he is. You know what he's talking about. So it's like, that shit's crazy. And I don't know. I just be like flabbergasted sometimes when people be trying to knock other people. Because you don't have to like everybody or what they do, but like, you have to respect what the fuck they do. You gotta respect their grind, because at the end of the day, you're sitting there talking about them, so they must be doing something right. You know what I mean? Like, it's just crazy. But yeah, just be yourself and do things you love, and don't care what anybody thinks out here, because at the end of the day, their opinion does not matter. Their opinion does not pay your bills. They're not going to go to the grave with you. So just be who you want to be. Do it your way, and do not give a fuck what anybody out here thinks. You think I give a fuck about what other people think about me? Not at this point in my life. You know why I just did my podcast and why I'm doing this? And not really caring about what other people's opinions, because if it was based on their opinions, I would never do it. So I will never know. And I'd rather do it and try and fail to a certain extent, because I don't feel like, I feel like if I have one or two listeners, or if I have 10 people, who cares? Those are 10 people that like are waiting on my content, waiting on the shit that I'm dropping. So like, to that, that's success in itself. Like, I don't care. I just want one or two people to hear me out, and that makes me satisfied. You know what I mean? Hopefully I can touch more than that. But if it's only one or two, I'll be okay with that, because I'm doing what I want to do and somebody's listening. So L2M out. Just be you. That's all you can do. It's way easier. It's way easier to be yourself than anybody else.